With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is defending a new military offensive in Gaza City. Correspondent Donna Warder with a report.
At a news conference Sunday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu defended a military expansion in Gaza, saying Israel has no choice but to finish the job and complete the defeat of Hamas.
Our goal is not to occupy Gaza. Our goal is to free Gaza, free it from Hamas terrorists. The war can end tomorrow if Gaza, or rather if Hamas, lays down its arms and releases all the remaining hostages.
Netanyahu insists that Israel has no starvation policy in Gaza.
If we had a starvation policy, no one in Gaza would have survived after 2 years of war.
I'm Donna Water.
In California, the Gifford Fire has burned nearly 117,000 acres and is 21% contained. The Gifford Fire broke out on August 1st along Highway 166 east of Santa Maria, burning on both sides of the highway in San Luis Obispo and Santa Barbara counties. Meanwhile, all evacuation warnings have been lifted regarding the Canyon Fire in California after firefighters appeared to gain the upper hand in battling that wildfire. President Trump considers J.D. Vance the frontrunner for the 2028 Republican presidential nomination.
The president was asked if he believes that Vice President Vance is the heir apparent to the MAGA movement.
It's too early, obviously, to talk about it, but certainly he's doing a great job and he would be probably favored at this point.
He also said Secretary of State Rubio would be a strong consideration for 2028. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And on Wall Street, stocks had a winning week last week and are hoping for more of the same this week. This is SRN News. A grim death toll from religious violence in Africa.
In the first half of this year, more than 22,000 people, mostly Christians, have been murdered by Muslim terrorist groups across many nations in sub-Saharan Africa. That's the results of a study conducted by the African Center for Strategic Studies. That total represents a 60% increase from 2022. Multiple Islamic terror groups are now operating in Nigeria, Mali, Cameroon, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Chad, and Burkina Faso. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump wants to remove abortion coverage from the list of medical benefits for veterans and their families. The Department of Veteran Affairs has posted the proposed rule change and opened a public comment period that runs through September 3rd. The department says in its proposal that it wants to ensure that it provides only needed medical services to our nation's heroes and their families. This is SRN News. Flash flooding canceled the final day of the Wisconsin State Fair today as continued rainfall in half a dozen Midwest states has led to water rescues, power outages, and road closures. National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Quigley in Wisconsin says that rain began Saturday, it continued into Sunday.
We saw areas that had widespread 4 to 6 inch rainfall totals, and then there were embedded pockets of areas that saw significantly more, where we had what we call training of thunderstorms. So basically where multiple rounds of showers and storms move over the same area and in a very short period of time.
Meteorologist Andrew Quigley. Among the worst hit was the Milwaukee area, where as many as 12 inches of rain had fallen in some areas. No deaths were reported. More details at srnnews.com.